like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forget what kind of man he was. Verse 25, but he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does. Oh, aren't you glad that God gives us the answers to life? Every answer we need comes from here and from our time spent with him. If you want to be blessed, let's do it God's way. And you cannot do it God's way and not be blessed. Amen. Hallelujah. All righty. Now, I want to take you back also to the Psalm 119. I read that to you also. Psalm 119. Verse 105, Psalm 119, verse 105. It says, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. What we have to be careful of is that we don't get away from the word of God in the church. We got to be careful that we don't substitute something else for the word of God. You hear me? Listen to me. The only thing that's going to set you free is the word of God and God's promises. Amen. And it's real easy, if we're not careful, for the flesh to get involved. And we want to add to the word of God, or we want to take away from the word of God, because we're so concerned that what God says in his word is going to offend someone, and then they won't come to church anymore. And so they leave and they take their money with them. But God's called us to minister his word, uncompromised word. Are you still here? Hallelujah. And that's the reason, and let me point this out to you. That's the reason that God gave us pastors. Now, according to Ephesians chapter 4, he gave apostles, he gave prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. But I want you to understand something. The pastor is very, very important. In other words, let me say it this way. God doesn't love any one person more than he does another. You understand that? Amen. But the pastor is the shepherd of the flock. As a matter of fact, turn in your Bibles to the book of Jeremiah. The third chapter of Jeremiah. Are you with me today? I just want to establish something here. Third chapter of the book of Jeremiah. Now, I want you to understand something. This was first written to the children of Israel, God's children, but it also carried over till today. Now, I'll just begin reading at verse 14. I'll read a couple of verses here. It says, "Return, O backsliding children, says the Lord, for I am married to you. I will take you from one city and two from a family, and I will bring you to Zion." Now, Zion is a type of the church today, as far as the church is concerned. Now, we know there's Zion in Israel, but the church is also a type of Zion, okay? And listen to what it says in verse 15. Are you ready for this? "And I will give you," what? "Pastors." It depends on what version of the Bible you may have. The King James Version says pastors. The New King James Version says shepherds, and some other versions say shepherd. Why? Because the pastor and the shepherd are the same. Are you still here? So verse 15 says, "And I will give you shepherds according to," what? "My heart, who will feed you with," what? Let's read that again. "And I will give you pastors," or shepherds, "according to my heart, who will feed you with knowledge and understanding." Who will feed you with knowledge and with wisdom. How many of you want a greater knowledge of God? How many of you want more wisdom? God-given wisdom. Amen. Amen. Praise God, praise God, praise God. That's the reason we as pastors must preach and teach the Word of God. The Word of God. We're not to water it down just so that you would be happy with what's said. We're not called to condemn and beat you up, but we are called to preach to you the Word of God. Amen. And that's for your safety. Knowledge is a powerful thing. You've heard it said in the natural, right? That knowledge is powerful. Well, it is. Knowledge in the natural is powerful, but knowledge of God is even more powerful. Hallelujah. Are you still here? And I'm just sharing this with you before I go any further. And I mentioned this last week as well. We're living, folks, in the last days, or you can say the last of the last days. And I know you hear that all the time. You hear me say it all the time. You probably hear others say it. But it's being said because it's true. And listen to me, I want to keep it before you. Jesus is coming back. He is coming back. Now, with that knowledge, having that knowledge, we know that there are things that we should be doing. And one of those things, and I mentioned it last week, is assembling ourselves together. On the screen for me, please, give me Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25. Hallelujah. And now, this is the word of God, okay? This is the word of God. This is what God is telling us to do. And he says, not forsaking, we talked about it last week, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. As the manner of some, but exhorting what? One another. Listen, folks, we need to stay in church. We must stay in church. Are you listening to me? Well, Pastor, you tell us that all the time. I thank God for you folks. And your commitment. But I'm telling you this, not only for your sake, but that you can go out and share the word of God. How many of you know you need to share the word of God you hear? Amen. Amen. That's the reason that we hear the word of God, so that it benefits us, but we can take that same word and speak it to someone else. So let me read this again. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some, but exhorting one another. We need to be exhorted. We need to be built up. And so much the more as you see the day approaching. Now, I could preach on that the rest of the service. I'm not, but I want you to notice something. As you see the day approaching, when you know what the Word of God says, and then you see, folks, right now we could be, I'm not saying we are, but we could be close to World War III. And it could be rough. Now, I'm not trying to put fear into anybody. You follow me? But it says, as you see the day approaching. How can I see the day approaching? Look around you. Read the word of God, then look around you. Jesus told us what was going to be happening before he come. And I know I tell you this a lot, but I want you to take it and use it and help someone with it. Now, I'm going on, but one other thing I want to tell you before we move on. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, turn with me again to 2 Timothy chapter 4. Did we go there last week? I think we did, but I want to go again. I want to go again. Got some other things I want to share with you, but I want to go here again. 2 Timothy chapter 4. Beginning at verse 1. I charge you, therefore, and this, of course, Timothy was a pastor, and this is a letter to him and the church from the Apostle Paul, and it applies to us today. I charge you, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. You see that? We're to preach what? That's what he told Timothy. Timothy, preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and teaching. Y'all still here? Now look at verse 3. For the time will come, and I believe it has already. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. Everybody say sound doctrine. But according to their own desires. Say own desires. Because the word of God ain't always comfortable. The word of God is, we always blessed when we obey the word of God. Somebody say amen. We're always blessed when we obey the word of God. But the word of God demands change. We change from our own opinions, our own ways of doing things. And we begin to do things God's way. For the time will come, this is again verse 3, when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have what? The Bible is more accurate than any newspaper you'll ever read. Because we can know what's going to happen before it get here. There are folks right now that have an itch, they got itching ears. Tell me something new. They hadn't done what they heard. But according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap upon themselves what? Teachers, and they, verse 4, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. And he went on to tell Timothy, but you be watchful in all things. Endure affliction, because not everybody's going to be happy with you. Do the work of an evangelist. Fulfill your ministry. We're living in the last of the last days. I encourage you to read 2 Timothy chapter 4. I mean, read all the Word of God. But go to 2 Timothy chapter 4 and get it in your spirit. Get it on the inside of you. Pray over it. Let God speak to you. And I'm included in that too. That I will have the wisdom to recognize when something is not God. It may feel good to my flesh. It may sound good to my ears, but if it's not sound doctrine, I need to stay away from it. Hallelujah. Y'all came in here earlier today and prayed over the service. I mean, you came and prayed before the service. Amen. Because I know you did, because I was in here a while myself. You prayed before the service and you prayed for the service. You prayed that God would move, that the word of God would come forth with clarity, that people would be blessed, and so on and on and on. Am I right? I don't believe what I'm telling you now is by accident. Because we have to take it and we got to go share it. Glory to God. Well, are you still here? Amen. Now remember in James, I won't go back there, but we read it earlier. It says when we look into the word, it's just like looking into a mirror. And when you look into a mirror, you see yourself, right? Amen. You know, if your face is not right, you know, if there's something on your face, you know, you get a washcloth and you wash it off. You know, if you're female and you need to put a little extra makeup on, then you can see that. But, you know, if we need to brush our teeth, you know, in other words, the mirror reflects who we really are. I told you that last week. The mirror reflects who we really are, but we should never turn away from the mirror of the Word of God, because the Bible says we'll forget who we really are. The devil will make sure of that. We'll forget who we really are. And we'll forget, not only that, what we should be doing in these last days. Folks, can I tell you something? We don't have time to waste. Amen. Turn to the book of Ephesians, please. 5th chapter. Ephesians, the 5th chapter. These are instructions from the Word of God to us today. In Ephesians, the 5th chapter, man, I could read the whole chapter, but I'll begin reading at verse 15. It says, "See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise." You see that? "Redeeming the time, because the days are" what? Amen. Let's don't waste time. Let's make good use of our time, because the days are evil. "Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is." How am I going to understand that, Pastor? Through His Word, hearing His Word, and obeying His Word, walking in His Word. As wise men and women. I'm going to go ahead, while I'm at it, go ahead and read verse 18. Is that all right with y'all? "And do not be drunk with wine, which is dissipation." I'm reading from the New King James Bible. I like what it says here. Don't be drunk with wine. But do what? Be filled with the Spirit of God. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. whether it's alcohol or drugs or something else that alters a person's mind. The Word of God tells us, don't be drunk with it, stay away from it, get filled with the Holy Ghost. Can I say it this way? Get filled with the new wine. Hallelujah, glory to God. Walking in the Spirit. And I tell you, sometimes the glory of God, you know, when the glory of God shows up and we are in the presence of the Lord, you know, we may act like we're drunk. Some of you know what I'm talking about. But it ain't from the fruit of the vine. Or something somebody made down in the woods. Or in the house. Stay away from that stuff, all of it. If you want to get drunk, get close to God. Spend time with God. And you can be drunk with the Holy Ghost. Drunk on the new wine. Hallelujah. Some folks don't understand this, and I know in everything folk try to fake it, but we've had services over the years, which it still happens now. The anointing of God will be present, and you'll lay hands on someone, and they'll be slain in the spirit or fall out in the spirit. But we've had services over the years where we just praising and worshiping God, and the glory of God's in the place, and folks just slain in the spirit. Nobody touched them. Nobody touched them. Glory to God. We should hunger, listen to me, we should hunger to be in God's presence. We should hunger for Him. We should want more of Him all the time. And sometimes we react to His presence in different ways. And sometimes you just cry tears of joy because you're in His presence. Anybody know what I'm talking about? And I'm not out here by myself. There have been times that I've experienced personally myself when I've been alone in the presence of God. And you sense His presence there. And all I could do was just worship Him with tears running down my face. Not because I was unhappy, not because I was in pain, but I was in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. We don't have to fake it. Amen? Amen? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Turn with me to the book of Romans, 12th chapter again. I know we've been here. I want to go back. I'm just sharing with you some instruction from the Word of God. Please receive it. Please receive it. Romans chapter 12, verse 1, it says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. What's the first thing? Holy. Number two, holy, acceptable, which tells me that God doesn't accept just anything. I'm not saying you go to God for salvation. Yes, he's going to save you. He's going to deliver you. But God uses us dependent on our availability to him. That makes sense? Amen. You can be saved. Glory to God. But if we are preoccupied with something else, God can't use us the way he wants to use us. Let me read on. It tells us to present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is our reasonable service. And verse 2 tells us, and do not be conformed to what? This world. But be ye what? And how is that to take place? By the renewing of your mind. How does that happen? Amen. By the hearing of the word of God. And I made a statement last week, and I want to say this again. Hearing the word of God is important, and reading the word of God is important. But hearing the word of God is really powerful. Because that's how faith comes, by hearing the word of God. Continuously hearing the word of God. When you hear the word of God, and then you go back and you study what you have heard, now God can give you further revelation into what he is saying. Glory to God. I remember when I was born again, I would read the Bible. Well, I read the Bible some before I was saved, and my mother used to read it to me as a child. She would read the Bible, and I was very interested in hearing her read the Bible to me. But once I got saved and I heard the word of God, everything changed. I saw it in a new light. And when I got filled with the Holy Spirit, the revelation of the word of God came even greater. But you know what? Somebody preached one day and taught that we needed the gift of the Holy Ghost, the baptism with the Holy Ghost. And I studied that thing for a long time, and I said, now, Lord, if this is of you, I want it. If it's God, I want it. If God's got it for me, I want it. Glory to God. And you know, some of you know my story. And I was with some folks, and some said no, some said yes, and I didn't know what to believe. So I said, I'm going to read the book of Acts myself. Get by myself and read the book of Acts. And I believe by the time I get to the last chapter of the book of Acts, I'll know what's right. And I did. And I got filled with the Holy Ghost, and the word of God just came more alive to me. Hallelujah. Are you still here? Thank you, Lord Jesus. So verse 2 said, do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may what? Prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen. Don't be conformed to this world. I have one more reference I want to go to. John, the Gospel of John, chapter 17. And most of you are very familiar with these verses. We got to get the world out. Amen. John chapter 17, beginning at verse 14. Jesus was praying for us. And I'll pick it up at verse 14. This is what he says. I have given them your word. And this is the disciples and everyone else that heard him. And the world has hated them because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Now listen to what Jesus says. I do not pray that you should take them out of the world. But let me stop right there just a moment before I go further. Remember what Jesus just said. Let's go back to verse 14. I want you to notice something here. He says, I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they, what? They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Say, I'm not of the world. Hallelujah. I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil one. Look at verse 16. They are what? They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Well, Romans 12:2 says, do not be conformed to this world, but be what? Transformed by the renewing of your mind through God's word, in obedience to God's word. And Jesus said in verse 17 of John 17, sanctify them by your truth. Now, let me tell you something. I'm getting ready to close right here. But Jesus said, sanctify them by your truth. What does he mean, sanctify them? That we are to be set aside. We are to be separated from some things. Are you still here? There are some things that we're to be separated from, and we learn those things through the truth or by way of the truth. So Jesus said, because they are not of the world, sanctify them by your truth. And guess what? What's the last four words? Your word is truth. Hallelujah. Like the song says, one glad morning, when this life is over, I fly away. God's been pressing me with this. And that's the reason I minister and preach the way I do. And I'm not the only one, by the way. I'm not the only one. But one day, in the not too distant future, could even be today, I told you this last week, we're going to fly away. Jesus is coming to get his people. Or anybody, if you're excited about that, raise your hand. If you're excited about, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah. Why don't you take a moment to bless him and praise him? Will you do that? Oh, come on, praise him like you mean it. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Hallelujah. All the